Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me and welcome to the middle of August. It is August 15th, 2018, as we are moving through a big year. In numerology, this is a 2 year, and that's because of how the numbers of 2018 add up to a two. And in twos energies, we are balancing. We are actually going into more feminine energies of cooperation, really looking at what we need to do inside ourselves in order to continue with our full energy. The 2 year is all about realignment, because in the one universal year, which was 2017, there was a new energies that came through that initiated something new for you. And the two balances that out. So the two is a feminine energy, whereas the one was a masculine energy. And so we look at receiving, we look at softening, we look at sharing nicely with others. We look at more of the feminine energies that are supporting what we need right now. And I wanted to bring that up because we have a lot of planets that are going to help with the feminine energies as we move through the rest of August into September. So we'll talk about that in this show. And first, I'd like to say welcome and thank you for joining me. I appreciate all of you who are regular listeners to this program. This podcast started back in 2012, and you can still find the full library of teachings, guests, and topics on iTunes and on Blog Talk Radio. There's been a lot of information I've shared through the years, and now the show focuses primarily on astrology every week. But as you know, I've just added a second show on Mondays with the healing energies. And it's my intention that this information is free, widely available, globally available to help all of us in the ways that we need it right now. So I appreciate that you connect with the show and that you listen. I never take it for granted. My name is Molly McCord. I have a number of websites just to share with you really quickly. The main one is called ConsciousCoolChic.com, and that's where you can find resources for spiritual and consciousness development, as well as links to all of my 12 books. If you are a healer, a spiritual guide, an expert, or a teacher, you can go to MollyMcCord.online for more support for your business. Because now is the time of entrepreneurship for so many people, and I want to support you and share with you what I have learned through the years. I have been in corporations, I've worked in small businesses, I've worked in big businesses, I've done sales and marketing for years, and I just want to help you get your business going. So you can find out more at MollyMcCord.online. Now, in this Wednesday show, we always look at the astrology of right now. And the intention is, how can we work with these energies powerfully within ourselves? Because our true power is within ourselves. Our choices, our actions, what we want to do, what we need to do in order to continue with our soul growth. And that isn't always comfortable. And I laugh because, boy, is it ever. Transformation is not pretty. Metamorphosis is not easy. Stepping in to higher levels of consciousness can be really challenging at times. And yet, that is what's so great about working with these topics right now, is that you have support for doing this work, and you are here to do this work. I truly believe that. I truly believe this is a transformational lifetime where we step into our true self, our true soul missions, and our truest power. But as we do that, we go through discomfort, and there's things that come up that we have to learn from, that we have to be willing to see differently, that we have to remain strong in our spiritual maturity and spiritual mastery. Now, in Monday's show, I talked about more about what that looks like. I talked about four stages of spiritual growth: spiritual infant, spiritual child, spiritual teenager, and spiritual adult, because we're moving into a whole new creation process. And that's what this recent new moon solar eclipse brought in. a whole new cycle of energies to really enforce your sense of self and personal confidence. It's a download of energies that are helping you feel more solid in who you are right now and to feel more courageous in your gifts, in your voice, in your sense of self. It literally can be this new, it's almost like a new fire in your belly, if you will, about how you want to walk in the world and how you want to show up as yourself. And that takes courage. I know that with many of you, you can feel like the black sheep in your family. You can feel different than your friends. You know, part of this transformation, there is a coming out energy, a coming out of what you believe spiritually, a coming out of who you really are, and that sense that you're different, whatever that means. And I say that because we're all different, right? And we're different in different ways. And so you could feel that you need different types of friendships. You need different types of partnerships and relationships. You're ready to change your life because of who you really have tapped into in yourself. You've understood this is who I am. And we've been moving through this energy in a really strong way for over a year and a half, and that's because of the North Node in Leo and the eclipses that have been busting out and busting through our stagnations, and where we thought something was good enough, and then you realize it really isn't fitting you, or you realize, I thought this is what I wanted, but it turns out I don't. I want something else. Or you were maybe content in a relationship or in a partnership, and then you realized maybe this isn't really the lifetime partner because of how I'm changing or how I'm growing. So these are typically the big things in life that shake us up because we are transforming deeply into a greater knowingness of self. Again, can be challenging and uncomfortable, and there's parts of it that we don't want to experience, right? That you maybe try to avoid or you try to take the long way around it. But what I believe is that because the universe, God, Spirit, Source, knows you are powerful, knows you can handle this, that you have more support than ever right now in your soul growth, even if it's temporarily difficult, challenging, or hard. We're getting more support right now to move through, and I'm getting the image of stepping into a new energy. Like this, it looks to me like it's a new sun. Interesting. It looks like a new orb of light, a new sun, and you step into that. Just energetically try that, and it will feel warming and calming and solid and confident. Like just imagine yourself stepping into this next orb of sun. I'm seeing it literally as a sun, your own personal energy field that's a sun, and it's safe. And it reminds you that even when there are things that come up, you're always going to feel that strength and safety when you're really in the fullness of your own energy field. And it feels so loving. It feels so much like unconditional love. That's how I'm feeling it. And I believe that's part of what has also come through with this new moon solar eclipse in Leo, which is about the sun. And it's stepping into that sense of, it's like I can't even put it into words, the knowingness of the confidence of this is who I am and this is what I'm about. And I love myself for exactly who I am. And I love myself for exactly where I'm at, even if it's not perfect, because it never will be, but I love myself for how I'm doing my best. I love myself for what I've learned. I've loved myself for what I'm healing. I even love myself for my challenges right now because I know they're not going to last forever. So again, a giant ball of light that is the sun that is loving you through this new creation cycle. So that's pretty groovy. and what I feel with that is that, yeah, it's definitely the Leo energy, the sun in Leo. Right now it's at 22 degrees as I do this program. So it has about a week left in Leo energies. And then we have Mercury still in Leo, moving back to 11 degrees of Leo. And Mercury retrograde will change over this weekend, August 18th. Mercury will station direct at 11 degrees of Leo. And this is part of what's being reworked within us. Okay? This new energy of your own sun, orb, light, awesomeness is part of the Mercury retrograde energies being reworked in your mind, because Mercury is how we talk to ourselves and how we think and what we how we process information. It's going to help do some of, it's been doing like that rewiring of how you think about yourself. And then the North Node in Leo is going to forge from 5 degrees to 4 degrees. And that is also strengthening that sense of where you're going right now, what you're learning. And keep in mind that the North Node is always where we're stretching, because we're moving into this new territory. We're moving into a new place of growth. And so there's discomfort in that. And in Leo, it's asking you to say, well, what's your desire? What's in your heart? What is your passion? What is your light? What are your gifts? How do you want to be recognized? How do you recognize yourself? So all this Leo energy right now, the Sun, Mercury, and the North Node, are really amplifying in a healthy way, not in a narcissistic way, not in an unhealthy or false ego sense. It's supposed to be that sense of, I am confident in who I am, and I love myself just for being here. And when you hold that energy for yourself, look at how so many other things just fall away. When you just recognize, I love myself for who I am and how I'm doing my very best to show up in the world right now. This is important to embrace because, as we know, the planets move on and they move into different energies. And so what can we do to make the most of it right now? Well, we're really getting strong in that solar plexus and that sense of self in a healthy way, in this new awakened energy. It's like this new parts of yourself that you're meeting for the first time and bring it in. You know, you're bringing it in. It's like bringing parts of yourself in for a hug and saying, I'm so glad you're with me right now. Now, it's important to understand the healthy Leo energies, because what we have at the same time is something called a quincunx or an inconjunct with all three planets in Capricorn. So Mars is retrograde, and it's been in Aquarius. And just this week, Mars went back into Capricorn. Mars is at 29 degrees of Capricorn and will retrograde back to 28 degrees of Capricorn until August 28th. And then it will re-enter Aquarius September 12th. So we have about a good month of Mars back in Capricorn. And this is where we come back to the desk and we sit down, and Mars is about our desire and what we want, how we assert ourselves, how we go for what matters to us. And in Capricorn, we strategize, we have a plan, we have a reality check, we understand what we have physically, be it time, money, resources, other people's support, who your team is, so to speak, to help you go for what you want. Capricorn is ambitious. Capricorn is determined and disciplined, and it wants to, it can go it alone at times, but ultimately it's about really working for what you're building. And we're looking at, in Capricorn energies, we look at our profession, our career, our job, basically what we do in the world that's another part of our identity, and what if that's satisfying or not, and if that's working for you. And then the other part of this is that we have Saturn in Capricorn retrograde at 2 degrees right now, and it will station direct September 6th. And then we have Pluto in Capricorn, and Pluto in Capricorn is at 19 degrees, moving back to 18 degrees, and it will be there moving, Pluto continues moving backwards until the beginning of October. So we have three planets in Capricorn that are pulling you into responsibility, maturity, detachment, being unaffected emotionally, standing strong in what you're building, in what is meaningful for you. And the Capricorn energy is the energy of the elder, the crone, the wise one who has had experience, who's been around many blocks, who's put in time and energy, who has come to understand how things work in the real world, and accountability, responsibility, these things that we measure in time, that we want something but we have to put in the time to make it happen. So the Capricorn energy is strong, and so is the Leo energy. And these, because these two energies are both strong right now, we have to talk about what their relationship is to each other. And that is an aspect called a quincunx, or an inconjunct. Now, a quincunx is when the astrological signs are 150 degrees apart. Now, if you know aspects, you are aware that a trine is when the planets are 120 degrees apart, and that's flow and harmony and ease. That's 120 degrees. The quincunx is at 150 degrees, and the opposition is at 180 degrees. When there is this quincunx, it basically means the energies don't have much in common, and there's tension, and there's discomfort, and there's basically that sense of, I don't know what to do with you. Like, I don't know what to do with you. You're totally different than me. I don't understand your motivation. I don't understand your needs. I don't understand your intentions. Leo and Capricorn are very different because Leo is not only the fire sign and a masculine sign, but it can be the one who wants to play and create, and I don't want to sit at the desk. I want to do it my way. I have a strong will. I have strong pride. I have strong ego. And the Capricorn energy says, well, if you want to get anything done, you need to sit at the desk and you need to work, and you can't just play all the time, and you have to put in the time, and it's not always easy. It takes dedication to make something happen. And the archetypes that I get with these two is that Leo is the child and Capricorn is the older adult. And they have different objectives in life. They have different responsibility or different places that they're at. So what we're looking at here is how there's two parts of yourself that could feel a discomfort, a tension. You're feeling this quincunx of, I have to do my Capricorn stuff where I need to work. I can't let things slide. I have to show up. I have to take care of my responsibilities. I have people who rely on me. And then there's all the Leo energy that says, well, I just want a vacation. I just want to play. I don't want to worry about that today. I just need my own freedom, my own sense of space. The Leo energy is really about what you want to do on your terms. And the Capricorn stuff is where you have to show up because you have responsibilities bigger than yourself. So there's this tension. And it's going to continue for a bit. But here's the thing, is that even though the sun is in Leo, the stronger energy is Capricorn right now. Meaning, yes, take a break. Yes, enjoy your weekends. Have some fun. We all need that in life. But the Capricorn energy is so strong, August into September, that this is where the spiritual maturity is coming through to push you. It's like the soul growth is happening through Capricornian energies. And it will depend on how your relationship with Capricorn energies are. Because if you have a good relationship with Capricorn, you are okay with, sometimes things are hard. Sometimes I have challenges. Sometimes I have to do it on my own. Capricorn makes you stronger, and it's through doing the work, the hard work, that you get stronger. Making those hard choices, you've got to say no to some things. And that might not always be what you want to do, but because there's such strong Capricorn energies, when you can say no, you'll actually feel a strengthening in yourself. You'll feel like, okay, that was the right thing to do for right now. Maybe that same, you know, person or opportunity or whatever will come back around, but the Capricorn energy is saying there's work to do, and that work isn't always fun, and it's not easy, and it's not fast. That's the other thing about Mars and Capricorn, is that it's not fast. And that can be part of the discomfort you feel, is that I want to move through this quickly. I want something to be done. I want this pain to be over. Or if you've had challenges or stuff that's come up, you could feel like it's taking a while. But part of that, my friend, is to see, too, that the other outer planets are all supporting Capricorn right now. And so when you feel that sense of the burden, the heaviness on your shoulders, that weight of the world of, I mean, it's depression. It really, like, that's one way that Capricorn energy can show up, is that it just feels like your energy is depressed. And that's because you're trying to do too much on your own. There's that fabulous quote that I don't want to, I'm going to come back with it because I don't want to mess it up. But it's important to know, the quote is, you were only supposed to climb the mountain, you weren't supposed to carry it. Those mountains you are carrying, you were only supposed to climb. My apologies to getting that messed up to the author, but that's what that is about. It's what you're supposed to climb, not carry it. And so part of what we're working with throughout August is our priorities, and understanding that we have to let some things go. And the things that you want, you might not get right now, but you are meant to focus on what matters for the long term, for your soul growth, your spiritual maturity, your sense of responsibility to yourself. And this will shift when the sun moves into Virgo, and that will help lighten this up, because right now you could feel an ego battle with yourself. That can be the sun in Leo. I want this. This is what matters to me, the sense of ego or pride about this matters to me because I'm self-identifying. But when the sun moves into Virgo on August 24th, then there's greater discernment and practicality of, okay, maybe I don't need all that. Maybe I need to reprioritize what really matters for right now and the journey ahead. So it's interesting because for as much as there's the fire in the air, in the cosmos with the Leo planets, we're meant to stay grounded in a new place of spiritual maturity and responsibility, where you can have a detached perspective. What am I learning? What do I need to change? What do I need to alter? Where do I need to take responsibility? Where do I need to be more disciplined? Wherever Capricorn energy is in your chart is where these themes are coming up for you. And with Mars in Capricorn for a month, it gets reinvigorated. The energy is reinvigorated of, okay, now, new choices, new commitments. How has this been working for you? And then you can see it differently. Because Capricorn is also at the top of the mountain at times. You know, it has that perspective when it has experience. Now, I mentioned how the outer planets are supporting the Capricorn energies right now. And that is because of how Uranus at 2 degrees of Taurus is retrograde, trining Saturn at 2 degrees Capricorn retrograde. Jupiter is at 15 degrees of Scorpio, exactly trining Neptune at 15 degrees of Pisces. Neptune is retrograde, so they're both at the 15-degree mark. And they're both making a wide orb to Pluto. Pluto's at 19 degrees, Capricorn retrograde. So the orb is how many degrees apart the planets are. And with the outer planets, we usually have a tighter orb of two degrees, sometimes three. But because Jupiter is approaching a tighter orb with Pluto here in the next month, I'm calling it as a connection. And Pluto and Neptune have been within orb of each other as well because of how Pluto is going back to 18 degrees. So I like to do these explanations because I know some of you are more advanced in your astrological studies, and I want to make sure that I'm explaining how I'm interpreting this. So both Jupiter and Neptune are supporting each other and supporting Pluto. And that's the point where you understand that this transformation is bigger than you, and it's your human choice, it's your free will of what you choose to do, how you choose to grow, how you choose to be in moving into a new aspect of yourself at this time. And I feel like this is such a beautiful gift right now, my friend, because this energy is going to move on as it always does. And Jupiter is going to move into Sagittarius in November, which is going to be great, actually, because Jupiter in Scorpio is bringing up all of our fears, and it just feels like it keeps digging. Jupiter is at 15 degrees of Scorpio, so it's going to move through the rest of Scorpio, the remaining 15 degrees, from now until November 8th. And it's a purging. But the wonderful thing about this is that when you've been doing the work of Jupiter in Scorpio, it brings about wisdom and abundance and opportunities and the right people and good money. It brings up great stuff when you understand what the unconscious fears in your psyche have been. And I've talked with many clients in the past few weeks who are just worn out from the Jupiter and Scorpio stuff, because it's like you thought you were done with something and it comes back around, but it comes back around so that you can claim your power in a new way. You can see it differently. You can see what you didn't see before. And that's the beauty of understanding these energies and cycles, is that you can understand how to embrace them and how to own them. So this Jupiter energy, it's now, like I said, at 15 degrees. And it might be interesting if you were to go back to earlier this year. Jupiter was last at 15 degrees, actually last December. last December. So what is it from last December till now that's been going, that's been coming up? And then it was in early June. So there's a process here of things being worked through and flushed out. It's purging. It's letting go. So again, it reiterates this whole metamorphosis process that we're each doing and how it brings things to light. It brings up the truth. It brings up what is not just. It brings up what we need to see and what we need to know. It's been huge for the Me Too movement, just as one example of men and women feeling supported in speaking their truth about injustice and abuse. So there are gifts that come with this. And what I love to see is how when these outer planets all work together, they open up the flows, my friend, and you could feel that stuff moves through you faster, with more ease, that exactly what you need shows up. The resources, that the book, the expert, the whatever you need supports you in a really beautiful way. So know that whatever might be uncomfortable, what might be causing this discomfort, it is meant to help you get to the other side of who you thought you were. Because we all have these pockets within us of what we didn't realize, of how we didn't know ourselves fully. You know, we're getting more of that. We're understanding more of what's within you that you didn't recognize before. So the healing energies are strong with the outer planets moving us forward consciously, mindfully, spiritually. So know that that is a wonderful asset for us right now. We also have one of the tough aspects that I want to touch on is how Saturn at 2 degrees of Capricorn and Chiron at 1 degree of Aries are squaring. And so if you have any planets, especially at the early degrees of Aries, between 0 to 2 degrees of Aries, it's been a really hard time, but that's going to ease up a bit. It'll be another month. It's just a really intense time for the first 2 degrees of Aries, because Chiron is going back and forth and you're getting a square from Saturn. So this is tough stuff. And if that's happening for you, please know that this again is about that spiritual growth, maturity. That's what Saturn brings in, and Saturn brings in the pressure to change. But Chiron brings in the wounds first, and it can feel very emotional. So know that it will get released as Chiron moves back into Pisces. And let me give you a date on that. I did a separate show for you on Chiron moving into Aries and back into Pisces, and that will happen September 27th. Chiron goes back into Pisces. And I'd recommend listening to that show because it talks about what it's about. And essentially, when a planet goes back into Pisces, it's looking at the remaining debris that needs to be exfoliated again. And that can be emotional, spiritual, anything around victim or powerlessness. It helps to clear out the grief, whether that grief has been acknowledged and worked with or not. And again, it's meant to get rid of that so that you can then move forward with greater, as a new sense of self when the planet goes back into Aries. But that's just a tough spot right now, and we have those at times. There's like these, you know what this looks like to me? Saturn squaring Chiron is when you, in your physical body, if you were to, say, get an injury, and please excuse me, I'm not good with all the specifics of the body, but it's like you get an injury and you break an ankle and you have to go to the doctor and they're like, okay, in order to fix this, we have to apply a lot of pressure and hold this right here. and the pressure they apply is excruciating. Or if they have to reset a bone or just or do something with the body, it's almost like you have to go through the pain in order for the healing to occur. And it's hard. So I know that there's some of you out there who are going through this, and I want you to know that it won't always be this way, but do what you can right now as needed to take care of yourself and know that the patience pays off, the perseverance pays off, and that great healing comes from this time, even though it can hurt a lot as you're going through it. Now, what we do have with Chiron is approaching a lovely trine to the North Node in Leo. So that is already in play right now as the North Node is at 4 degrees of Leo, trining Chiron. So something about the pain is the way, the wound, the vulnerability is actually the gateway to the growth and the higher path. I'm hearing destined. There can be something that feels destined around it. That because of the hardship, you are actually opening up to new solutions, possibilities, understandings that you didn't see before. And that it's going to be part of your new sense of self in 2019. I feel it as, this is so interesting. Again, it's not till hindsight that we can make these connections. But if you're experiencing a strong pain around the Chiron transit right now, Chiron in Aries, the energy flows open at the North Node in Leo, and that's following your desire, the heart, what you need, creative solutions, innovative problem solving, something that you didn't see before, you weren't willing to consider. Again, the pain could be so intense that you're like, I'll try anything. I'll try any remedy. I'll try anything that I need to do. And this actually does pertain to the body. So this is big for energy healing. It's a big energy healing time. It's big with moving anger. I'm feeling root chakra. Anger, power struggles, despair, fear, big stuff. It needs to be moved out of the body in a way that, again, purges and signals that you're complete with something. You're signaling that you're done with a pattern. Because I feel there can be real unconscious energies in Aries because it's such a fresh, innocent, naive sign. It's like you don't even understand what's happening below the surface at times. So there's something about really healing the root chakra if you're having this strong Chiron in Aries transit right now. I'm looking at Venus, our girl Venus. She is in one of her favorite signs of Libra. She's at 8 degrees of Libra right now. She loves being in Libra because then she has she can put energy towards relationships and partnerships that are equal, where there's giving and receiving, where she feels full in her femininity, where she can be herself, where she can hopefully make money, make business connections. Wherever Venus in Libra is transiting for you is where she brings her loveliness of receiving. And this is what Venus is about, receptivity. And what you can accept and receive because you know you're worth it. It's a self-worth energy, a self-value. And also it shows you those connections and partnerships where there is not equal receptivity, where there's not equal cooperation. So when Venus moves into Libra, we essentially are balancing ourselves and we're being objective and saying, now, let me take a look at some things here. In the past year, who have I connected with? Whose emails do I want to respond to? Who responds to my emails? Who responds to my text messages? Who values me? Who do I value? So we reassess relationships and we get clarity. We get clarity. And we're meant to understand that it's okay if we don't have time for everybody, if we don't have the desire or willingness to reply to everything that comes our way or to engage with every type of person. But there is a sense here of bringing yourself into balance and looking at what feels right for you, what feels fair. So that could be a good assessment as we move through August, is to do the relationship reassessment. And this energy is already strong because of how many planets are in retrograde right now. Venus will actually be going retrograde in October. And as I say that, I can hear some of you asking me, what are the dates? What are the dates? So Venus will go retrograde at 10 degrees of Scorpio, October 6th, and she will travel back to 25 degrees of Libra until November 16th. So she's not in her shadow zone yet. When Libra goes in, when she hits the 25 degree mark of Libra, September 3rd, she'll be in her shadow zone. So we're not there yet. The rest of August is supportive of these relationship dynamics. But when we go into September, you'll really get that sense of a relationship reassessment. So that's why I want to throw it out your way right now, because you could already be feeling it with all these other retrogrades. Remember how we've been talking about this big realignment that we're all moving through, of the energies that have fallen away, the templates that have been released, the new energies that have been coming through and downloading. Well, that is working with us strongly right now. And in September, October, and November, it shows up through more relationships that shift. And they shift because you're even stronger in your sense of self and your confidence. You're more detached. You're more aware of your own responsibility in relationships. You're aware that you're not responsible for everyone, and you're not responsible for how everyone feels or what they say or what they do. You're only responsible for yourself. That is your power, and that's what we're claiming right now, especially this week. And because the energies of the quincunx are strong, you could feel a tension within yourself between your masculine energies and your feminine energies. Your feminine energies are dominant. They are actually the ones to trust and to follow because of all three planets in Capricorn, plus Jupiter in Scorpio, Neptune in Pisces, and Uranus in Taurus. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 planets, outer planets, in the feminine energies. So that's where we go. We deal with our feelings. We deal with what's inside of us. We take responsibility. We understand that it's okay to feel this way. It's okay to have this experience because I'm moving through it. You're not stagnant. You have support spiritually, and you have support here with the human family. So I hope this has given you good perspective on what's coming up right now and how to stay confident and in your power with it. And we'll talk again next Monday or next Wednesday in those shows. Remember, I have a show on Monday that's about the healing energies, and you can always catch those on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, YouTube, or anywhere that podcasts are distributed. So thank you for being here. I'm always honored at your time and your connection through this podcast. I wish you the very best as we move into the weekend and Mercury stations retrograde. Stations direct. So I'll see you next week, and enjoy your weekend. Take good care. Bye-bye.